Good morning. From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this morning's edition of An Eye on the Sky. A classic, crisp, frosty start to an October day, thermometers dipping to their lowest readings of the season in many locations. However, warmer spots near Lake Champlain, other large bodies of water, larger cities and towns, and perhaps some hillsides and hilltops out of the grasp of Jack Frost, and if so, you should be safe through the upcoming weekend. For the rest of us, we can call it a season for the gardens. Chilly high pressure has slipped to our east, centered over New Brunswick this morning, and continuing east today, permitting a milder southerly airflow, though still maintaining sunny skies. As the high moves out, a cold front will approach from the north, bringing increasing clouds tonight, a few spotty showers mainly across the far north tonight and tomorrow. At the same time, that front will lift back north on Sunday, breezy and warm in the 70s. The front then drives south Sunday night with a good chance of showers, much colder early next week. The forecast? Any dense valley fog burning off to sunshine, a few clouds west later in the day, not as cool. Highs near 60 from the Green Mountains east, low to mid-60s west. Tonight, increase in clouds. A few passing light showers from the Adirondacks and Route 2 north, mainly dry south. Lows 40s to near 50 east, low to mid-50s west. Tomorrow, periods of clouds, a few passing light showers, mostly Adirondacks and Route 4 north in the morning, some breaks of sun, highs 60s to near 70. I'm meteorologist Mark Breen with An Eye on the Sky.